Well, speaking, how can I help you?
Hold on for the transfer, okay? Just need
okay.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Melissa?
No, it's Jane, though.
I was transferred over here. I thought I was speaking to Melissa, but I don't know if you're able to help me with the problem.
Regarding which patient or caregiver?
I'm sorry?
Who's the patient?
His name is Walter Knight with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. So what's going on?
I'm calling because I'm getting other calls, and I was never offered or given a signing bonus for signing up. It wasn't even brought to my attention. I had to see it on the website.
Who offered them the bonus? I never did.
Exactly. I'm saying I'm not eligible for it. I was wondering, like, it was never even offered, but when you go to the website, it says sign-on bonus.
What's your name?
Walter Nixon.
Oh, so you're working for Walter Knight, right?
Yes.
Right. So who? Okay. So where did you see the sign-on bonus?
On your website.
Okay. It depends. It depends which case. If it wasn't offered in the initial call, then.
So it was never offered in the initial call. So that's what I'm just wanting to verify. So it was never offered. So I just want to make sure that now is you're saying that I can't have it.
I'm not saying that. You need to speak to the coordinator or supervisor and see if they can. If it wasn't offered on the initial call, then I'm not the one that can offer it now. I'm not sure.
Well, this is where they transferred me to. I called. I talked to Nina Knight. She said I was being transferred to Melissa, I believe it was, and you picked up the phone.
I don't know. They're trying to do wrong. It's not Melissa.
I'm not happy right now. So who do I speak to or where do I go to? I just want answers. It's not personal. It's just business. So I just want my questions answered so then I know how to proceed going forward.
So I offered you the rate that you agreed to. It wasn't mentioned to sign a bonus.
Yeah, it was never mentioned. I'm disappointed that it was never mentioned.
Right. So if it wasn't mentioned, we didn't offer it.
Okay. So, but when I go to your website, it clearly says that you guys offer that.
Okay. If we offer it, we wouldn't offer you that rate. It depends on the case. It depends which case we might offer a sign a bonus.
Okay, well, you're a rate that's higher than any other agency, we would never offer this rate. That's absolutely fine. I'm just calling to verify. I want to know who I'm speaking with, and I'm being told that the rate is the rate and there's no bonus.
Right. So if you're looking on the website, it depends on the case. If you would have called and asked for a sign-up bonus for $250, whatever it is, then we would be able to offer it probably, but we wouldn't offer you probably such a high rate. So it really depends on the call and what we agreed to. Since we agreed to the rate of $1,550, that's what you should be receiving now.
Okay, let's be clear. The rate was offered. I called, I asked you, I said, what's the best offer that you can make? Because I had other companies making me offers. You said this was the best offer you can make. That's fine. I have companies that's calling me since that's willing to match the offer and also giving me a bonus. And when I looked on your website, I said I'm going to stay with these guys because I gave them my word. But I looked on the website and see that you guys have bonuses too, and that wasn't even broached in our conversation, then that's fine. So if you're saying this is the best offer that you have, then I understand. That's fine. I just want to document. Who am I speaking
with? My name is Shango. I want to understand. You're saying that there's other agencies offering $1,550 if you transfer to them plus a sign-up bonus?
Correct.
How much sign-up bonus?
I'm sorry?
That's with the overtime rate of 5.5?
Yes. Well, right now the rate is 35 hours, so overtime doesn't matter until the case is under appeal. So if it gets appealed, then we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But right now it's just 35 hours.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, I could ask for approval if we could offer you a sign-up bonus. I'm not sure about that. I'll have to ask.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, if you take it from my perspective, it was, you know, I'm just saying, like, it was never put on the table. It was never said, this
and
is option A, this is option B.
I don't remember you mentioning it also, so I'm not sure about that. So usually
that's absolutely fine. What I get from you guys is, hey, if he doesn't say nothing, we're not going to offer. That's fine. That's business. This is not personal. This is absolute business. I understand that completely. But I'm saying, if that's the case, if it's business, then I got to be open to other business offers if this is going to be just straight business.
Right. So I'll see if we could offer you and how much we could offer you a bonus and see so for you to stay with our agency. Just I don't think, because eventually if they do increase the hours back to 56, then 50-50 is an amazing rate, because we approved you the rate of 50-50 plus 56 hours.
Yes, I asked for two different. When we first had the initial conversation, I said, give me your best rate below 40 hours and give me your best rate above 40 hours, because I wasn't sure what I was going to get. You told me below 40 hours, the best we can do is 16 an hour. You said above, we can do 15-50, and then we'll give you time and a half for anything over 40. I said, fine, that's good. And I was very happy with that. And the other companies that I called, they said, listen, I'm going with family first, you know, but they offered bonuses. They offered other things to try to entice me to switch to them. And I said, I gave family first my word, so that's where I'm going to go. But if I'm calling family first and family first saying, listen, you ain't asked for a bonus, so we didn't mention it, that's fine. Like I said, that's business. I'm not upset at that. But now I got to look at it from a business perspective. I mean, like, my word doesn't mean it, because now we're just talking business.
That's right.
So, like I said, I'm just calling, like, all I could do is ask, and then whatever you guys say, you say, and then I'll just take it from there. But like I said, overall, I'm disappointed that it wasn't mentioned, and then it's, like I said, I see it on the site, but it's business, so it's not personal.
Okay. So I will definitely ask if we could offer for you now.
Okay, well, you guys have my number and everything, so
yeah,
I'll wait to hear.
For sure.
So I'll wait to hear back from you, and if I don't, then I understand. Like I said, it's not personal. I'm just just disappointed. So,
sure,
And it's Shannon. So is this your decision, Shannon, or like this goes somewhere else? Not trying to be smart,
no,
just trying to document.
No, I wouldn't. I will need an approval, so I'll ask now. As soon as I have an answer, I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Sure.
Yeah.